Well, we are very much aware of what the celebrations are about next year with the 100 years since war started and our involvement in war. And part of our school program is that we go to the war memorial every 3 years. We visit Canberra. So when we heard about it, we thought it would just be fantastic to go along and hear our own children's voices.
And how did you go about selecting some of the students to be involved?
Well, it was really quite easy because we only have a small grade six group, so we invited all of them to be involved in it.
Talia and Madison, do you want to tell me a little bit about your involvement in the project and what you've had to do today?
Well, we had to read out some names that were in the First World War from Anzac Day.
Lawrence Oliver Bryant. Age unknown.
Thorold Toll, age 23.
Joseph Hutchins, age 21.
I was quite excited to be on ABC Goulburn Murray, and we read out some names from First World War.
And yeah, it was quite fun.
And what about some of the names that you read? Because they're not as common as what you'd hear with your friends today, are they?
No, they're not.
They're names that they probably used back then.
Charles Alfred Philip Josiah Hampton, age 24.
Leopold Alfred Corblett, age unknown.
Augustus Thomas Hahnemann, age unknown.
Mrs. Mayhew, did you have the children rehearsing and practicing their names?
We did, and we had quite a few giggles over some of the names as well because they are quite unusual, and the number of names that some people have as well. So, yeah. But the girls and boys have been practicing really hard, and they've taken them home and their families have helped them as well. It's been a really good exercise.
I hope you've enjoyed it. We've certainly enjoyed having you today, and we look forward to hearing some of your voices at the War Memorial.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Sharon Julian, I'm the principal from Albury West Public School.
Navitha Pathmanathan, I'm the school captain of Albury West.
My name is Harry Cameron, I'm the captain of Albury West.
What's this project meant to you guys?
For us, it's been about finding out a little bit more about the importance of the celebration next year that will be taking place and recognising that so many young boys lost their lives at an early age.
Philip Norman Teer, age 24.
Frederick Mark Bradley, age 32.
Sylvester Penrose Thomas, age 22.
Edward Fowler, age 23.
What do you think about some of the ages that you've been reading out?
Some ages are pretty young, and it's a bit scary to think about those things as well.
And it's a bit disappointing to see all those young faces die.
So what have you found out about World War One, and in particular Gallipoli, since you've started on this project?
That so many people have died and some people are not aware of this.
And I think about 1,000 people died in the first hour.
And so is it just grades 5 and 6 that have been looking at this particular subject, or has the whole school been taking it on board?
No, for us it's been something that we've spoken about during our Anzac Day service, but primarily our Year 6s have been talking about it with their classroom teacher and the teacher librarian.
And what does it mean knowing that your voices will be at the War Memorial for years to come? People will be able to hear you reading out some of these soldiers' names.
It's exciting, and I'll be looking forward to hearing it one day.
Same here.
How did you go about selecting the students to be a part of this project?
Some of the students are our school leaders, so that was a natural selection for us. But some of the other boys and girls that we've selected as well have a particular interest in Anzac Day and Remembrance Day and always join us every year at the Anzac Day parade. And they have been selected also because of their family connection to having lost somebody in First or Second World War.
Well, thank you all for being a part of the project. I'm looking forward to hearing how it all comes together, and I can't wait to hear your voices.
Thank you.
We're from Albury West Public School.